Hi guys, welcome back to Tea at Number 5. We are the Lit Wallflowers. I'm Wendy Wu.
And I'm Tanya Rose.
Okay. Today is Thursday. They finally gave us a break. Holy macaroni and cheese, because they did not come to play with these promos. Holy cow. They have been nonstop since the little teaser that they gave us last week. I can't even right now. Like, what are they doing?
They're delivering.
Yes, they're delivering. I think, you know, we said this last week. We said that I think they're really trying to close this chapter with Kate and Anthony and move to the Pollen story. And that's what they did. They did a freaking pass the torch video for each one of them. And it was just so nice and sweet and cute. And oh, did you see those videos, Tony?
No, I don't think I've seen everything. I've been too busy. And I'm like, I'm going to rely on all the bookstagrammers and the beastagrammers. Beastagrammers? Yeah, let's make it a thing.
Ooh, beastagrammers.
The beastagrammers to like feed me everything. Mirror. That's a big mirror. And I'm like, so does that make us voyeurs if we want to watch that happen?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Sunday was official end of the rewatch of all the episodes. And then it was like happy anniversary, Cantony. As an anniversary gift, they gave us a blooper reel, which was so fun to watch. And then the next day, we get a video of Anthony and Kate. Anthony whispers something into her ear and then she turns around and steals a kiss from him, and he's like trying to kiss her back, but she's not looking anymore. And it's just, oh god, it was so dead. It's so good. It's this the littlest clip, but it's perfection. It is absolutely amazing. And it looks like she's wearing the same dress from that teaser clip that we got. And then the next day, which is Tuesday, okay, they do a pass the torch video. So it's from Simone Ashley to Nicola Coughlin and then J-Bay to Luke Newton. And Simone Ashley says, "Hi, I'm Simone Ashley and I play Kate Bridgerton." I fucking screamed, bitch. She's officially a Bridgerton. They're just like, you know, like passing the torch over from one lead to the next lead, and she was like, I'm gonna cry, I'm so emotional. But she was like, so from Cantonese love story to Pollen, and then and they're just asking questions like, how was it to be a lead, like any advice, like Anthony and Colin do their video, and he's like, my favorite brother. I was like, you're such a troublemaker. And it's just so cute, the videos. And they tried very hard not to be very spoilery. And then yesterday, I think the entire world paused at 6 a.m. Hawaii Standard Time, which was freaking 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We got the mirror scene.
just enough.
Oh my god. Okay, so they've been posting a close-up shot on Instagram, but if you go to X, which is formerly known as Twitter, they have the actual full widescreen of all of their video. Oh my god. And as Tony commented, that mirror is huge.
Go big or go home. It should be big.
Big or go home. They did both. And then I couldn't.
I want to see candlelight flickering in the background of that mirror. I want to see everything. We might as well.
It's so good.
We're going to do it. We're going to be voyeurs in a big way.
Yes. Lean all the way the fuck in. And we couldn't help it. We had to put it with a quote. So for those of you that don't know, this quote is from Romancing Mr. Bridgerton by Julia Quinn, book 4 of the Bridgerton series. It says, I want to see you sitting up, he groaned, so I can see them full and lovely and large. And then I want to crawl behind you and cup you. His lips found her ear and his voice dropped to a whisper. And I want to do it in front of a mirror.
Dirty. Love it. I'm dead. I remember the first time I read that, I'm like, like, I know he's a rake, but and he's always like this comedian, but like, he's naughty. Yes. And I'm like, I love it. Okay. It's yes. Because we like naughty, naughtiness with a wallflower, isn't it? It's like the whole Evie and St. Vincent thing.
I think so. I think there's this kind of like, introduce me to your world kind of vibe. You know what I mean? Like, God, both ways. I don't know. Yes. Yes. I love it so much. It's just so freaking amazing. They are just feeding and feeding us. But guess what? Today's Thursday, March 28th, and they went dark. We're about to get some sort of announcement for a teaser trailer. It's coming. Like we said, they've been very loud, so they don't usually do... They usually like for us to be panting before they give us anything, just like we've been panting for about 2 years until they started giving this to us. So we... I think teaser trailer comes out, and then after teaser trailer is all like the the movie poster, the individual posters, and then the actual trailer. So, guys, they haven't even scraped the surface of what they're planning to do. There's a comment in one of the video, and someone was like, oh my God, you guys need to stop. Like, you guys are killing me. And Bridgerton Netflix commented back and was like, oh, but we have so much more fun planned for you guys. Yeah. And we're going to go forward with our plans. And I was like, you're going to kill us.
April 6th is coming in close. So be prepared.
Yeah.
And some time.
And the actress that plays the modiste, as well as Golda, who plays Queen Charlotte, they've been posting fire ass pictures of them on a Bridgerton press thing. So they're it's happening, guys. We're gonna get all these videos that we haven't been getting because, you know, it was in the middle of the panini when everything happened. So we're gonna be getting it. I'm so excited. Queen Charlotte went on this whole round. They went to BuzzFeed, they went to IMBD, they did questions. We're about to see it from our bees, and it's gonna be so exciting because we haven't seen this. We haven't gotten this from any of our Bridgerton seasons. So it'll be really fun. But Jonathan Bailey recently said that all of March and all of April, he's going to be on a Bridgerton press tour as well, too.
Oh, so, can they come here?
I'm saying...
In the middle of the ocean?
No, it's never going to happen. But at least we'll get to see it. Well, I'm thinking it's probably almost wrapped up and all done already. But I'm really, really excited to see all the videos and everything like that. But that's all we came here to say. We got the fucking mirror. Nicola teased it 2 years ago. She said mirror, and another time she said carriage. So looks like we're getting both. And we love you guys. How excited are you? It's officially 49 days away from today's episode that we're going to get part one of season 3. Yay. On book 4.
Yay, it's pollinating season.
Yes, pollinating season. So we're standing strong. April 6th. We'll get something. Maybe the movie post. I don't know. Just give us something. I'll take anything, any day you want. But we love you guys.
Oh, I don't care.
Yes. Oh my God.
Both of their ankles.
Give us both ankles, dirty, dirty girl. All right, we love you guys, and we'll be back hopefully next week because we're gonna have more stuff to talk about. But we got the mirror, guys. We got the freaking mirror. Okay.
Bye.
Okay, so we've already recorded and we've actually already edited, but because the promotion team paused for a day to let Nicola announce her big nude and have her premiere, and then went back to just fucking messing with us. We just wanted to jump back in for like 5.5 seconds and talk about the little promo video that they just released onto us, and it's Colin and Penelope. Penelope is this. She's mad. And like Colin is, oh my God, he's like looking at her, and then he does like the little Mrs. Darcy hand twitch thing. It's probably, oh my God, just as like Pollen fans, like we didn't know what direction the second season was going to go, but we know what direction the season is going to go. And just to see that hand twitch of him like longing to touch her, and she's been longing for him the whole, it was magnificent. Tony, what did you think of it?
She is unsatisfied after finishing at the mirror.
maybe.
Hey, I'm like, oh, this is the same outfit. No, but like,
it is the same outfit.
They say that this one, like the book lovers are going to love this season.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering, mm-hmm. like what conversation they had maybe like right after they were done with their mirror play. I don't know. Maybe he's like, okay, I'm going to take care of you now. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think
it's just their promotion.
Yeah,
it's just a promotion outfit because all of Kate and Anthony's promotion outfits are all the same.
Yeah,
so
it is. What's fun?
But
like, it's funny.
But what's the pink that's creeping up her dress?
Her color is gonna be like a deep pink, or it's gonna be different.
Ooh.
Like she has her own, because she has her own identity, right? So she, yes. With Whistle Down, so she has her own color. That'd be amazing. So something close to family, like her roots, like when she was in like her citrus phase, something, yes, but something, yes, like, yeah. Close to like that warm colors kind of stuff. But it was, yeah, it would be totally her own color.
Maybe the closer she gets to Sage, which is her like actual color, you know, mm-hmm. like Penelope's color from the books, I think it's the closer she's able to be herself, right? So right now she's wearing kind of Bridgerton blue with like that jewel tone pink. Like you said, it's like an ode to her old self, you know? Mm-hmm. And then we've seen her in Emerald, we've seen her in other Bridgerton blue stuff. So I wonder if when she's actually wearing Sage, it's like her being her, you know? Like, I'm not trying to be a Bridgerton anymore. I'm not trying to, because I don't have to try to be a Bridgerton, because I am Lady Bridgerton, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It's nice. It's a nice dress. And then like, I don't know, like, maybe it's just like one or two dresses, but I've noticed that her flowers are kind of like embedded inside that outer sheer tulle, like gauze. Mm. So I'm like, like a hidden wallflower kind of thing, you know? I'm like, what does that mean? Does it mean anything? Or is it just the one, two dresses that I've noticed her wearing?
I feel like now that you said that, it's like it's more it's like
seen, but still behind a scene. Like behind fabric or something.
Yeah. I feel like the more that, now that you just said that, I feel like it's like she's been hiding behind this wallflower like image, but really she's so much more than that. And even Lady Danbury says that in the books, you know?
Yeah.
And she can slowly shed the like wallflowerness, you know what I mean? Like she can, because she is clever, she is someone people want to be around, she is someone like, you know, that you should know it, because I think a big part of the book too is like, oh, hey Penelope, didn't see you singing there. Oh, well, when'd you get here, Penelope? Oh, Penelope, you scared me, I didn't know you were here, you know? And so it's just kind of like saying like, hey, like I'm pretending to be a wallflower, but you should notice while I'm here, you know? Like I'm yeah, I don't know. Oh God, that's such a good observation, Tony.
We'll see what they say. I mean,
yeah.
I at this point, like, I feel like anything can be, it's anything is an Easter egg for them.
Yeah.
And after that one thing, when they said we missed that one Easter egg, with which season is going to be, you know, at the, when they're playing.
I know.
I'm like, dang.
I know. Oh my gosh. So,
and it's funny because like, I think we had a conversation like off record too about that one Easter egg. And we just like cast off as like, oh, just a mistake. And then they used like the best cut or something.
Yeah. I think that's what makes it so fun, right? Is when like us as fans want those Easter eggs and then in return, they are like putting it in there and hiding it, and very subtle because they even said like everyone thought it was a Paul Mall scene, but actually it was. And you know, I even heard someone saying like, oh, like I think the 3 and 4 is them switching seasons 3 and 4, but for Shondaland to come out right out and say like, no, we were saying season 3 is book 4. She's not verifying that. Mm-hmm. And Julia Quinn, because she knows. She's like, oh, I don't know anything, but you know, that's the smartest way to like not, you know, whatever. She went on an interview recently and basically was like, Benedict is everyone's favorite brother. Why would you put him early? I was like, uh-oh, we're gonna have to wait a while for Benedict's story.
Like what Samantha Young does to us, like the one of the favorites, she always waits for us to give her to give the story, right? She's like,
yes,
I kind of like it that way. Keep everyone in suspense.
Torture.
It's a little bit cruel. Torture. Yeah, and torture. It's so good.
It's so smart. Yeah. It's so smart. Because look what we're all doing. We're fucking hunting for clues. We're hunting for clues. But I will say, if Benefi is not season 4, they're gonna riot. They are struggling right now. The Benefi fans are struggling right now. They are upset. They look like Penelope right now. You know what I mean? Like everything that's coming out, they're side eyeing Shondaland, you know? And then Julie Quinn very coyly was like, oh, like I guess people have been telling her, like, oh, like, is Sophie already in there? Like, should we already be looking for Sophie? You know? And then she's like, you'll know when you know. You know? And I'm like, God damn it.
Oh, damn.
She was like, you'll know when you know. And then, but she did also say, like, Benedict is everyone's favorite brother right now. Why would you put him early?
Yeah. That's not a yes, that's not a no, but and then
no.
All of us are like, yes.
Yeah, literally. You know what, Benedict, he has a lot of like soul searching to do, you know. We saw him left very, very like upset and not really knowing who he is, you know?
Yeah, which is now. So it's like I actually think it's like my sequence, like we are going to wait for Benedict. It's not going to be next. I actually think Eloise's season is going to be next. And then Benedict's. And then sad Francesca.
Wouldn't that fuck everyone up if it's Francesca's next?
It would. It would change like a lot of things. But I think with Francesca's storyline, it's going to start off like her season is going to start off with her being a widow.
I mean, whatever happens with Francesca, she has to fall deep enough in love, you know? We have to see her have this beautiful, non-problematic, non-angsty love match. And you're like, okay, things can be normal. And then they shred it up. They're like,
I would love to just see them in the background. Yeah, like, just be in the background. That's what I know. Like, it just, photo bomb, like, a scene or something. And it's just, like, they're in their own world. Oh, my God, they're making up stuff that's not going to happen.
I know. It's I mean, yeah, I don't know. I just, it's going to be, oh God, it's just going to be so good. I just cannot wait. It is 46 days away as of today, guys. And I can't wait. They're gonna leave us with the fucking stupidest, biggest cliffhanger, and we have to wait a month. I already fucking know it. I'm gonna be so mad that entire fucking month too. Jesus. But like, but it's gonna be so great because we're gonna be able to digest. Tony, we've had like, I think more than a handful of requests when if we're ever gonna start doing our breakdowns of the episodes again. And I was like, oh, thank you so much for saying that. Like, you know, like, sorry, we've been so busy. They're like, I know, I can't even imagine how much time, because the episodes are 2 hours long. So I can't imagine how much time it takes to record it and then edit it and then post it. I was like, yeah, like, yeah. Mm-hmm. So we're going to try to get back to it at some point. We might end up doing like this season first and then going back to Queen Charlotte. And, you know, I promise you, hopefully our lives slow down a little bit and we can kind of get into that. But it is something that we definitely want to do. All right, guys, we love you. Thank you. We just had a hop back on. So this 10-minute video, this 10-minute session turned into like a 20-minute session because I was like, oh my gosh, Tony, they fucking are trying to kill us. So everyone's reactions, I think, was the same. It was a collective, like, oh, Colin is in trouble, you know? So I love that. And he is, but you know what? We love more in our stories than a sick bed is a groveling trope. So here we are. It is so good. Oh guys, if you guys watch a lot of like YouTube videos of like people watching shows and stuff, I just recently watched Dylan is in Trouble. He watches the first episode of a show and then the very last. So whether it has one season or 10 seasons or 6 seasons, he'll like watch one episode and then watch the very last episode. So for example, he did Vampire Diaries and he has no context of like all the people that have died and come back to life and died and then come back to life. So he was like, what the hell? Why is everyone still alive? but he did one for Bridgerton season 1 and it is hilarious. It is so good. So if you guys have a chance, you should check it out because he's so funny. He just had the biggest problem with the sideburns. He's like, you can't take him seriously. Look at his sideburns. And he called Nigel Yellow Pillow because Nigel was like hugging a yellow pillow. It's so good. You just have to watch it. It's super funny. But we love you guys. And this is our week. We'll see what we're going to get this week. And then we'll be back when they give us more heart attacks. And yeah, if you guys didn't notice the whole little hand thing when Penelope is like, she looks over at him and she looks back and he like, you see his hand kind of like twitching a little bit because he's like longing to like A, touch her, B, comfort her, whatever it is. And we are all here for it. So, oh my gosh, I love it, love it, I love it. We love you guys. And yeah, hold your breaths for pollen week. Bye.
Thank you, bye.